lieology, all about my autonomy. The things that I believe, the way that I perceive. Yeah, I'm a womanist. Yeah, I be talking ish about whatever comes to mind. Yeah, I be doing this with words of the day. Now I ain't come to play. Monogamy, equality, I got a lot to say. Breaking the mold, it never gets old. Of racism, sexism, yeah, I'm real bold. Brooklyn raised me, Atlanta changed me. But my bad experiences, they never faze me. You can call me Dr. Black, yeah, and that's a fact. Got 2 degrees, they were a breeze, and now I'm going back. I'm in anthology, doctorate of philosophy, a world of poetry. Yeah, I be flowing B, come on and study me. Welcome to my ology. Hey you all, and welcome back to another episode of La 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 La. Before we get into this episode, which is the third quarter reading for the year, I would like to remind you all to go back and listen to the second quarter reading of the year, which I asked the 2 questions, what should we know for the second quarter as well as the rest of the year, and I also asked how do we deal with distractions. Okay. And so, with that being said, here are some of the things that I was able to do and accomplish through these last 3 months. As it pertains to the last reading, but also me just really, you know, getting into myself and into my spirit to see what God is requiring for me to do next as it pertains to my livelihood as well as those who are around and connected to me. I would also like to mention that I am recording live visually as well as audibly, and it's a little difficult for me. I'm not going to even hold y'all. I got instructed to, you know, kind of venture into the visual aspect, but I'm a little shy, as you can see. My eyes are closed. I don't know. So, and also when I close my eyes, that's me just trying to focus in because I don't want to get distracted by the camera, which I actually turned off the screen, but flow with me, everybody. Okay, so over the last few months, I have relaunched my business, Larissa Black Lifestyle and Company, which was founded in 2018. When I started it the first time, or when I, you know, was able to do it the first time, the services that I offered were styling, physical training, as well as the podcast. Things have adjusted a little bit, but not fully. Now I offer styling and closet reorganization. I offer the podcast still. Instead of the physical training, I do have options. Well, I call it the fundamental action plan. So if you have any goals that you want to accomplish, but you just don't know what steps you need to take in order to do so, you and I will sit and we'll talk and I'll guide you through what you need to do next. We will literally create a fundamental action plan that you can follow to curate the practices that will curate the lifestyle that you want. I offer check-ins if you need to. Some people might just need help to figure it out and map it out, and then that's it. They could just go and be free. But some people need the accountability. So if that is you, I am here for you. Another thing that I offer, now we're transitioning, as well as the podcast, having the podcast, I'm also transitioning into Patreon. So on my Patreon, I have 3 tiers. I have a $5 tier, $8 tier, and $11 tier. The $5 tier is for those who want to donate to the cause. You believe in what I'm doing, the things that I have been saying. If you've listened to any of my podcasts and things have worked for you, or if I've encouraged you, or if I helped you, or you just want to see a business grow, you believe in the mission and the cause of what I'm doing, you can donate. I have an $8 tier. In the $8 tier, I'll be offering another tarot reading, right? So in that tarot reading, people can actually, I might do a live, you know what I'm saying? And people can come on and I might pull a card for you then and there. I'm only doing that once a month. And then the $11 tier, I'll be doing lives as well, but I'll be having more offerings for y'all. So, of course, the tarot readings, but I'll be doing like book readings and analysis. And I do have another podcast. Backing up again, I know that last episode I had prepared y'all or told y'all that another podcast was coming, which was You're Welcome. However, that podcast is still coming, and we actually have two episodes that are out if you want to listen to it. But the format of it is changing, and it will just be me by myself. So if you want to get really into that, please, 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 please join my Patreon. And in addition to Larissa Black Lifestyle and Company official website, which is out, in addition to the Patreon 5, 8, or 11, which is out, I also have an online store. So if you're into holistic healing, health, and just the vibes, bomb, balance, and bliss, please go to my online website. There I have plants, as you can see. I also have herbs and teas, loose leaf teas that you can use. If you have inflammation, you know, if you want to clear your skin or things that are affecting the body, you might be constipated and you need a natural way to release. Also on Patreon, I'll be giving different herbal medicinal remedies for certain things that you may be experiencing. So it's going to be really, really, really intimate over there. I do have a link tree, which I will attach to the description box in both YouTube and Anchor, which will appear on Spotify as well, and Apple Podcasts, so that you can just click on there and anything that you need, whether it be a service, whether it be a plant, whether it be a tea. And what else I have? I have one more thing. Smudge sticks. If you want to clear your area. And also, if you don't want smudge sticks because of the smoke, it might be too strong or you can't take it to places like your work, etc., etc. I also offer sage sprays and mists that I have curated and cultivated for you all. And I have a Palo Santo mist that I also have curated and cultivated. That will be on my online store's website, which is Sarah's Healing Garden. So if you don't want the smudge sticks, which is on the website, I also offer sage sprays. Okay. And basically, from me just listening and really honing in from the last tarot reading, I really just had to be obedient to spirit. Also, from the last time that we've spoken, you guys, and excuse if the announcements parts is a little lengthy, I'm just trying to express these things so that I could create more resources for you all, but also I'm trying to express these things because I was obedient to spirit, and here's the ideas that I've had, and here they are. And if you are obedient to spirit, whether it be through the translations of these tarot cards, or you praying directly and asking God yourself, what is it that you're supposed to be doing? He will release the ideas and the plans and the things that he needs you to do to move yourself and his people to the next dimension. So, I don't know what I was saying because I just felt that. But, okay, we was talking about... Oh, also what I did, I started being plant-based. So for the last, since June 1st, I've been eating fruits, vegetables, grains, and nuts, but heavy on the fruits and vegetables. I just started incorporating more cooked food into my livelihood, my lifestyle, but specifically the reason why. And let me go back. Throughout the years, for those of you who have been following me, maybe online, whenever I feel led to do something in my spirit, specifically as it pertains to my diet and the things that I'm eating, I always have to be obedient. And right before I know that it's coming, I know that, or I can feel it in my body because I just start pigging out. I'm going to eat chicken every day, and I'm like, we got to do a change. And so a little story, and I'm going to get into the tarot reading. Just flow. A little story is that when I was in college, I woke up one day and I just felt like, don't eat meat no more. I'm like, okay, so you know how we try to justify things. So I'm like, okay, I'm just on a fast. And so for a good 6 months at first, no meat, I was doing good. And then one day I woke up again and I was just like, you know, I went to the calf, mind you, I'm in college, and they had pizza, but it had chicken on it. And I'm like, let me just get a piece of pizza. Baby, I got that one slice of pizza, and the next morning, I kid you not, I had a big behind boyu under my left arm. And I said, oh God, that's how you're giving it up? And so based on that, I had been pescatarian for 3 years. So it was 6 months first, and then after that day when I got the boyu, I did it for another 2.5 years. And then I felt released to, you know, be a little lenient with my diet. And that's just an example of how spirit moves through me as it pertains to my diet. And I've done that multiple times throughout the years, throughout the year since college, excuse me. Sometimes it's vegan, sometimes it's pescatarian, sometimes, you know, it's just whatever the spirit is saying. However, comma, in this season, and I have been, I think I can say warning, I've been warning the people about what is to come outside of tarot. I'm very new to tarot. I'll say maybe August or September will make a year. However, what is the word? However, I ain't gonna say that. However, I know the word of God. And as a prophet, God already speaks to me, right? Sometimes I just need clarity. And so specifically for this time, oh, let me go back to the warning. So the warning was that God gave me, it was last November, is that we're going to have to start preparing our gardens and our food, et cetera, for the way in which the world is about to go. And actually before that, I had a prayer service in 2020. When did the pandemic start? 2020? In 2020. And I wrote in my journal as I was praying, I was asking God for direction, and he revealed to me that the answer is in the earth. Okay. And so now 2022, here we are. And that just kept ringing. So no wonder why, you know, the things that God has given me to produce in this season is herbal, is holistic, and it has to do with healing from the earth. So now let's go back to now. What pushed me, and excuse me, my eyes are closed, you guys. I'm just flowing, so flow with me. But what pushed me to veganism, vegetarianism, and I'm not gonna fully say veganism, because if I go out with my friends, and this is what I have to work on, I'm gonna get some cheese. Woo! I'm gonna get some cheese. Yes, I am. Whatever. So what pushed me to do that this time is I started feeling very drowsy, just tired, like I can't get up. Like, I felt like I had a lot of brain fog. I can't get my thoughts. And for those of you who do know, I am a PhD student, and I have to write papers every week. And so when I noticed that it started getting difficult for me because I just couldn't think about what I wanted to write, or it took me, you know, literally a week to process what I needed to write, but my papers are due, I'm like, okay, something has to give. And so through my own research and people that I follow, whether it be on Instagram or YouTube, I sought a deeper understanding. And what I realized is that the food that we are consuming is making us sick, because the food that we are consuming is sick. And so Holy Spirit placed it on my heart to just do a full body cleanse. You know what I'm saying? Like, to take all that other stuff out of my body so that I can be able to hear him better, so that I can be able to see, you know, whatever the visions I might be having, so that I can dream. And I, you know, That's why y'all gotta come to Patreon, because I'm giving y'all all the tea right now. But I'm just trying to, I do feel led to share this. However, there's more of this on the other side. And so before I keep going and letting y'all know all the tea, I'm about to start this tarot. So, based on the things that I have shared, I hope that you can find solace within the different entities that I offer. And I can't wait to see y'all on the other side. So let's get into this. So I pulled my cards on Friday, which was June 30th, because I knew I probably wasn't going to be able to do the reading on Friday just because of scheduling, but I wanted to honor the spirit of the end of the second quarter. And so today is July 2nd, and here we go. So the first card I pulled was the King of Swords. The second card I pulled was the Magician, which is reversed. And the third card I pulled was the Nine of Cups. In addition to my Rider-Waite tarot cards, tarot deck, which is what I have been using thus far, I also have purchased an Oracle deck, which gives, like, you know, encouraging words or just things of that nature. So I'm going to pair them with the Rider-Waite deck as well. So the first card I pulled again was the King of Swords. In addition to that, I have this Oracle deck, which reads, I find a deeper meaning in personal growth amid the discomfort. I find a deeper meaning in personal growth amid the discomfort. I find a deeper meaning in personal growth amid discomfort. To me, it's giving transition. Okay, but let's get into it. So remember, the question that I asked, and I don't even think I told y'all about the question I asked. So before I asked the question, I prayed and I asked the Lord, what does he specifically want us to know for the rest of the year? I will also like to insert that tarot is not my primary, or divination, if you will, is not my primary form of divination. I don't just go straight to the cards. I do believe in the cards. However, I believe in myself as well. So I do pray, I meditate, I write, and I see what it is or the direction that God steers me in. And then for clarity or something more tangible or visual, that's why I pull the cards. And so the same spirit that tells me what to do when I pray is the same spirit that directs me when these cards are pulled, just to give clarity. Some of you might be new, so I'm just trying to give an explanation. But some of y'all know me, y'all rock with me, I rock with y'all. So, all right, let's get into it. So, also, I do my interpretations. Y'all already know, I'm just going over some more ground rules. When I do my interpretations, I like to read the definitions from biddytarot.com. And then as I'm reading, as God moves me, I will share more in-depth or intricate instructions. Excuse me. And so the King of Swords tarot card, meaning if it's in an upright position, which we have received, it stands for mental clarity, intellectual power, and authority, and truth, excuse me. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the description. I did show y'all the card. I'll show y'all once more. And here on Biddy Tarot, it says, it's going to be a little bit of a long read, so just bear with me. The King of Swords sits upon his throne, facing forward as if ready to confront whatever life throws at him. He holds a sword in his right hand, the hand of the conscious, rational mind, and points it upright into the left, the side of some conscious, intuitive mind, the side of the subconscious, intuitive mind. This symbolizes the king's decisiveness, but also flexibility in all matters. While he makes decisions based mostly on his intellectual understanding, he stays open to his intuition. The king wears a blue tunic, symbol of a desire of spiritual knowledge, and a purple cape, symbolic of his compassion and intellect. The back of his throne is decorated with butterflies, which represent transformation, a crescent moon, and an angel just near his left ear, positioned as if to give him subtle guidance. The trees behind him stand tall, The trees behind him stand still, and the clouds have settled. The wind from the previous wards, court cards, has died down, giving the impression of stability and clarity rather than the confusion of sweeping change. So I'm going to show you the cards again. See the trees, see the cloud, see the butterflies on the throne. And then if you look very, very close, you might see the angel. Okay, so that was the description of the card. Let's get into the definition. And Lord, I ask that you will guide my mouth so that your people will receive a word from you, what it is that you will have them to do, what you will have them to know, that you will give them the strength and the courage to apply the skills that they have learned. I know that some of us have been like really torn down from being knowledgeable, and people have made us feel that, try to make us feel dumb or insignificant because we shine so bright. So God, I ask that you will reignite the light that's in us, or reignite our memory of what that light represents, so that when people try to diminish us, that our light and our memory of that light and what it represents is stronger than the tactics that they're trying to do to diminish us. Okay. The King of Swords is a symbol of intellectual power and authority, and has the courage and intellect to achieve all that he desires. When this card appears in a tarot reading, you are in your power, ruling from a place of authority and respect. You stand firm in your truth and express yourself with deep conviction. As a result, others pay attention to what you have to say. The King of Swords indicates that you have a clarity of mind and can perceive the truth. So, it is up to you to take the lead with providing an objective point of view and making decisions based on impartial judgment. You are well positioned to judge your situation appropriately and identify any limiting behaviors getting in your way. You are also masterful in keeping your emotions in check while you draw upon your intellectual power and mental clarity to ascertain the truth. You cut straight to the point and get to the heart of the matter for maximum efficiency and impact. While you may worry that you are not being particularly caring or sympathetic with others, this detachment is what you need most right now. So before I continue, let me go into this. So for the last couple months, for the last few months, and I am trying to exercise discretion, I have experienced some transitions in friendships, some loss of friendships, and just, you know, not being in the same wavelength with people anymore. And sometimes doing that, I feel like before when it happened, specifically at the beginning of a pandemic, and really for the last couple of years, right, it was hard for me to let go. Like, you know, just massively crying, like, oh my God, these have been my friends for so many years. You know, I don't know what to do. God, why are you taking them from me? Or what did I do? Ooh. However, comma, now when they fall off, and it's not, it don't even have to be on an argumentative type situation. But now when I see that the relationship is not, not pivotal, but the relationship is not conducive to what I'm doing or where I'm trying to go. And even sometimes when you're telling your friends what your vision is or what your plan is or what your idea is, they don't believe it for you. And so y'all energy don't match. And then that's where the, and I don't want to say that's where the beginning of the dysfunction or the detachment is, but that right there, when you feel that and you know it, that's when the detachment happens. And so at this point, it's either you or them, okay? So as it pertains to how do we apply the things that we have learned to the next season, I'll say instead of getting, I'm not saying don't emote because emotions are essential and they're important, but instead of getting stuck in that emotion, understand the glory behind what just happened, the glory behind the loss, okay? And whatever it is, and even if you're trying to go into a new season of your life, right? But the last season was just so tough and you were working through it, trying to learn your lessons. And now you feel insecure or scared, i.e. me, freaking recording a video, which I know how to do. Work through that. Feel that emotion, work through it. Feel that emotion, address that emotion, but work through that emotion. Still do the thing that you are called to do. And as you do it, the skills and the knowledge that you already have, it'll permeate. As I speak to you, I speak to myself, and I pray that you receive it because I need this for me. Okay. The King of Swords encourages you to use your logic and intellect to navigate the path ahead. You will need to make firm and well-researched decisions and stay fair in your dealings with others. You need to be able to take any situation, look at it with total impartiality, and then come to a balanced and insightful decision. Now, I'll share this. In my professional life, I'm a teacher a para, but I've been getting different job offers. I don't know where to go. And so I have been working through that of picking the pros and cons and really just praying and asking God, where would you have me to go for this next season? For the things that I'm trying to accomplish, which one of these places is going to be the battery to my light, right? Because you don't want to get into an environment that's draining, that's toxic, that's, you know, a draino. You don't want that, okay? Often, the King of Swords represents a professional advisor, such as a solicitor or attorney, financial advisor, or taxation consultant. The advisor has a solid reputation and a vast amount of knowledge in this particular field. He is impartial and will draw upon his experience and his innate understanding of the rules, systems, and structures to give you a well-researched advice. He may come across as detached or uninterested in your personal circumstances unless it relates specifically to his skill sets. This is so he can provide only the most relevant guidance to you. Excuse me, you guys, my eyes. He prides himself on his expertise and qualifications and is likely to charge a fee for his services. Come on, Larissa Black Lifestyle and Company. Okay, come on, Patreon. But in addition to that, I want to add too, get y'all a money person. If you can't afford a financial advisor right now, I know that Tiffany Budgetista, I can't remember her last name, but Tiffany the Budgetista, if you look her up, she has a book. You can do it on Audible. She has this Live Richer Savings Challenge, and she teaches you how to, you know, have control over your money. In the Patreon, I will be uploading in the two tiers, the $8 tier and the 11 tiers, the resources that I use that have been helping me learn about where money is going in the future. And soon I will be hiring an accountant or a financial person to really just get me to that next level. So don't be afraid of money, y'all. Money is currency. Money is energy. Okay? We have gotten to the point where we allow money to rule us, but money does not rule us. So any fear or anxiety that you have been experiencing as it has been pertaining to money, the devil is a liar. Okay. Capitalism is a liar. Now, I just call capitalism the devil, but okay. Nonetheless, he offers the rigor and specialist knowledge that you need right now. In conclusion, if you have not engaged the help of an expert, the arrival of the King of Swords suggests that it may be worthwhile getting legal or financial advice. If you are expecting changes or particular circumstances that will require an expert's opinion, you can be on the front foot by seeking help before they happen. That way, when they do roll through, you are ready to demand your rights and find an outcome that benefits you. You may also benefit from finding an advocate or mentor who can provide you with smart advice. In addition to financial advisors, I would suggest, if you can, get a therapist. Don't just bounce your ideas off of your friends or of your parents. And even when we do the fundamental action plans, you guys, I'm not a therapist. I'm a prophet who can work through chaos and create order. But I'm not a licensed therapist. So get you a therapist. And depending on what health insurance you have, they have telehealth therapists. And with that health insurance, I have a Blue Cross Blue Shield. So my therapist via telehealth is free. So they have a whole lot of different options. If you want to see who accepts your health insurance, you can go to Black Girls or therapyforblackgirls.com. If you are a man who listens to the show, you can type in your healthcare provider or go to ZocDoc and type in your healthcare provider and see where you can get a therapist from. Okay, because it's time to straighten up. How to apply what we've learned. We're learning, or we've learned the way in which the world is, right? And we also have learned that we are in the world, but not of the world. We also learned that our mental health and capacity is important. So what are you doing to align your spirit with your body, with your mind, with your soul, with where you want to go? That's contrary to what the world is showing us, right? Or even if it's in alignment with the world is showing you. If the world is showing you that there's a lack of food, what are you doing to bring in the abundance as it pertains to your family, your community? Okay. The next card. Let me see. Sorry about that. I had a little technical difficulties, but we're going to get through this. The next card is the Magician card. And before I read the meaning of it, here is it, reversed. Like I said, before I realized that the recording stopped, the reverse cards I always keep. And so when I was meditating on the Magician card over these last couple days, the thing that I was receiving, or the message that Holy Spirit gave to me, the word that he told me was unbalanced, right? And so I kind of got caught up just now. And I think God allowed me to have that moment to myself because I said, what are the things that you, what parts of your mind, body, and spirit are you not feeding? And then I said, what parts of your mind, body, and spirit are you overfeeding that's contributing to the imbalance? And then I said, overfeeding is a sign of gluttony. And that's what tore me up right there. Woo! Okay. So let's continue. The reversed Magician card symbolizes manipulation, poor planning, or untapped talents. The Magician card is number one, the number of new beginnings and opportunities, and associates with the planet of Mercury. He stands with one arm stretched upwards towards the universe and the other pointing down to the earth. His positioning represents his connection between the spiritual realms and the material realms. The Magician uses this relationship to create and manifest his goals in the physical realm. He is the conduit that converts energy into matter. The Magician's robe is white, symbolizing purity, and his cloak is red, representing worldly experiences and knowledge. On the table in front of him are the four symbols of the tarot suits: a cup, a pentacle is coin or money, sword and a wand, each symbolizing one of the four elements: water, earth, air, and fire. Air sign. Libra's air sign. But my element is mineral. Okay. My birth year ends in a four. And fours are mineral. Okay. He needs to manifest his intentions into being. Let me go back. It is also a sign that he has all the tools and elements he needs to manifest his intentions into being. Let me read that again. It is also a sign that he has all the tools and elements he needs to manifest his intentions into being. Above his head is the infinity symbol, and around his waist is the snake biting its own tail. Both of which signal that he has access to unlimited potential, and in the foreground is an array of foliage. foliage, meaning plants or greenery, and flowers, symbolizing the blossoming and fruition of his ideas and aspirations. So now that is the description of the card. And you can see it again. You can see the flowers. Let me turn it right side up. You see the foliage at the bottom, his white robe with the red cloak. You see all those things. Let's get into it. Oh, and I also said, this is what started the revelation. The other card I pulled is, happiness is your birthright. And I said, with your internal happiness, meaning the happiness that you create yourself, what external things are keeping you away from that? Because that means that it's not your, those things that are keeping you away from your happiness are contrary to your birthright. So the way that you will find your birthright is by finding your happiness. Okay. So how do you apply what you've learned as it pertains to that? What have you learned via your life? What things have you tried that you realize that you like and that you could see yourself doing that? And how does it apply to your well-being and to the curation of the well-being of other people? I'm not saying that you have to curate other people's well-being, but what are you showing or teaching or telling other people? What advice are you giving them so that they can find their own happiness? If you're trying to create other people's happiness, or they're trying to create yours, or you're trying to make other people create your happiness, that is manipulation, which is witchcraft. So let's really get into it. And I ain't gonna say what I want to say. Well, I can't wait till y'all come to Patreon, because I'ma say. Okay? Thank you, God, for freeing me and releasing me to say what you have called me to say. The Magician Reversed. On one level, the Magician Reversed shows you are exploring what you wish to manifest, but you are not taking actions yet. Okay, scared. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You are uncertain if you have everything you need, and may be unsure about how to make it happen. If you take care of what you intend to manifest, the universe will work out the how. Stay attuned to your intuition and pay attention to opportunities as they arise. These are like little breadcrumbs that will take you closer to your goal. If you are already acting on your goal, the Magician Reverse can be a sign that you are struggling to see progress or success. But don't stop, because slow and steady wins the race. So, and I know I'm giving y'all these cliches, but it's power in the cliches, okay? Or power, there's power in the proverbs. I'll just call it a proverb, because cliche has a negative connotation. Several factors may be at play. Perhaps you have an idea, but don't know what action to take to manifest it, which is why you need to book a session with Larissa Black Lifestyle and Company so that I can help you figure that out. Yes! Plug, shameless. Perhaps you are not clear on your desired outcome, so your efforts are misdirected or unfocused. Maybe you have lost touch with your why, or it wasn't compelling enough, and now you're lacking motivation in completing the goal. Or perhaps your end goal is out of alignment with your highest good, and the universe is sending you a big stop, go back sign. It might be time to reevaluate, you guys. So how to apply what you've learned. Okay, I learned that this is not working. So what am I going to do now? Okay, it's giving back to the drawing board for those who may need it. And not in a negative way, but pivot is okay. Pivoting is okay. Pivoting is a sign of awareness and redirection. Let's go. You was going in the wrong direction before, and it's okay, because it helped you to realize where you're actually supposed to go. So it wasn't anything that you failed at. Or it wasn't that wasn't supposed to happen. It was supposed to happen to get you to this place so you can go where you're actually supposed to go. And you might have to pivot again. Our lines, our roads are not straight, you guys. And that's okay. At its worst, the Magician Reverse signifies greed. Gluttony, I said that, remember? manipulation, and trickery. You may be masterful at manifesting, but if you are out of touch with your higher self, you may only do it for your personal gain at the expense of others. Sometimes you may fall into this trap unintentionally. If your goals are not coming to fruition or something feels off, tune into that and ask yourself if you are working for the highest good or solely for your own benefit. In a career reading, the Magician reverse shows that you have many skills, talents, and capabilities, but your real potential is not being maximized. You may realize that you have so much more to give, or perhaps you know you are great at something, but you have not allowed yourself the opportunity to nurture and explore this skill. What is impeding you from using these abilities? What needs to change for you to reach your fullest potential? Now, let me say something about that. One reason that I have been reluctant to record videos, whether it be TikTok or whatever, which y'all can follow me, I am Larissa Black, is the fact that, and I mean this in a respectful way, not a perverted way, putting on clothes. I don't feel like it, right? And so, but I want to present my best to y'all, right? And even though I'm in the house, I'm not trying to portray a message that I'm not trying to portray. And so, you know, when you're in your house, you're in the house. Like, you want to be in the house. You got to get dressed to be in the house. But that don't have nothing to do with y'all. That has everything to do with me. And so I had to just be like, La, you going to forfeit your blessing in the things that you're supposed to help people with, or, you know, the what's that word, elevation or transcending, you going to forfeit that because you don't want to put on a shirt? Girl, that's how I talk to myself sometimes, you guys. Last card. Let me see. Okay. And so for the last card, we have the Nine of Cups. Okay? The Nine of Cups. And then the other card I pulled. It's so pretty, right? The Oracle cards. My energy creates my reality. What I focus on is what I manifest. What are you focusing on, right? How can I apply the things that I've learned, right? What have you learned? And how are you able to apply that? And as it pertains to just moving forward, right? This is what I was saying. I did get disconnected again, but I'm trying to go back into this moment because I believe that it was important. I was saying, you know, what are you focusing on? And sometimes we have to recultivate our focus, because it felt like you were focused at one time, but then you were doing all the things and nothing was happening. So then you got discouraged, and then your focus diminished, and then you got discouraged, and then your focus got diminished. Or you shrunk, right? And so now it's time for you to be all that you can be. And it's kind of like, well, what am I supposed to do? And it's not that you don't know what to do, but it's that you've been having to, and I'll speak for myself, having to be dormant for so long or being overlooked, I literally had to create a space for myself. So my energy creates my reality. I've been keeping my energy, trying to keep it to myself, right? Or now that I understand my energy, I understand that everybody is not going to accept it. And it's not that they hating on me or whatever the case may be. Some people are. However, comma, some people just can't take or accept the light that you carry. It's too bright. So find your tribe. What I focus on is what I will manifest. Okay. So lastly, the Nine of Cups upright represents contentment, satisfaction, gratitude, and a wish come true. In the Nine of Cups, a man sits on a wooden bench. He is comfortable, but not too comfortable. You wouldn't want to sit on that wooden bench all day. His arms are crossed and he has a smile on his face expressing contentment and satisfaction. Behind him is a curved structure draped in blue material with nine golden cups arranged in an arch. The cups represent emotional fulfillment after you carry out your deepest desire. The cups represent emotional fulfillment after you carry out your deepest desire. Okay, so how do I apply what I learned? We've gone through those steps of how to apply it, but now this is showing us, okay, after you applied it and you are consistent and you have been consistent with it, here's what you can expect, right? But again, remember, he's sitting on a wooden bench. So even though you feel like you made it, there's still more work to be done. Don't get comfortable. From faith to faith, glory to glory, after you accomplish this next level, that's not it. You just would have acquired the skills and the strength and the talents for your next level after this level. So you think that you about to be on now, that the blessings of God is about to flow right now? Wait till you get all the stuff that you need from this level so you can go to the next level. Okay? I'm telling you. Okay. So it says, the Nine of Cups upright. You know those moments when you glance around and feel your heart overflowing with love and appreciation for everything you have created in your life? That's what the Nine of Cups is about. Emotional fulfillment, happiness, and contentment. When this card appears in a tarot reading, you are content in all aspects of your life, relationships, work, lifestyle, well-being, and more. You are basking in the abundance of life and experiencing your emotions with such intensity and pleasure. This is why the Nine of Cups is often called the wish card. It comes as a sign that the planets aligned and you have everything you wish for. You could not be happier. Remember, we talked about that happiness. If you're creating your own happiness, it is your birthright. If you made your wish and are patiently waiting for it to come to fruition, then this card is an excellent omen that it will soon be granted. But I also want to add that faith without works is dead. Or wishing and waiting don't work fully. You need to wish and work, not wish and wait. Okay. The Nine of Cups is an invitation to splurge, indulge, and enjoy life's pleasure. And splurging and indulging is not always financial, you guys. We are in a recession. Use your wisdom. Okay. This includes enjoying good food that you may make, or good wine or smoothies that you may make, appreciating the arts that you may make, making love, relaxing in a luxurious resort or your home, or experiencing beauty like yourself. Live in the moment and give yourself permission to indulge temporarily without any guilt about the possible negative consequences of such pleasure. And if that's the case, if it is monetary, go for it. You know what I'm saying? But understand that this is a moment to get you to a next moment. This is not the current reality. Like, you know, if you can't afford a luxurious lifestyle right now, you could dabble in it, see what's on the other side, but come back and do the work. When you see the Nine of Cups in a reading, remember to count your blessing and express gratitude for what you have. Start or end every day by creating a mental list of three things of which you are most grateful for. Over time, you will intensify your sense of contentment and your ability to attract what you wish for. It is the law of attraction. If you are struggling to find a positive side of life, then expressing gratitude will help you see that you have a lot to be glad about. Excuse me. In conclusion, one thing to keep in mind with the Nine of Cups is that he is sitting on a wooden bench that is comfortable for only a limited period. Realize that contentment and fulfillment, too, are only temporary, as everything is always in a stage of change. That's why it's so important to appreciate what you have now and cherish it, because it may disappear later, or you may need to adjust and adapt. And you guys, that is the reading. I hope that you got what you needed from it. I hope that you've been encouraged. I hope that you find the joy and the peace that you need to sustain this next level of our lives and where the world is going. For more info and just feedback, please follow the social media tags and links that I will provide. And I'll see y'all with Liology next quarter. That's going to be the fourth quarter of the year, y'all. So that's July to August, September, September, October. September, the end of September. So I should be doing a podcast episode the end of September for the fourth quarter. So again, thank y'all for joining. Thank you for allowing me space to grow, and for being with me through this journey. And I will see y'all on the other side. Bye.